on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
All right, welcome back in. Our next guest in studio, Marcy Patton. Marcy, welcome back.
Hey, it's good to be back. Thanks for having me.
For those who may not be acquainted with Marcy, she's the Ministry Operations Manager, New Mexico, for Johnny and Friends, New Mexico. And if you want to reach out to that ministry, let's make sure you get the website, johnnyandfriends.org. It's not the ampersand, it's spell it out, and Johnny with an I, J-O-N-I, and friends.org/new-Mexico. johnnyandfriends.org/new-Mexico is a website, and they take correspondence at New Mexico at johnnyandfriends.org, or you can call them at 505-835-5263. Try to remember to give that contact information here in just a little bit. But Marcy, we want to run through some of the things happening with Johnny and Friends, which, by the way, for those unfamiliar with Johnny and Friends, real quick to let those listening know, although I think most of them do.
Well, Johnny and Friends is a ministry that works with families with disabilities, and we also work with churches on how to have disability ministries and inclusion for families with disabilities.
All right, and some of the things coming up on the calendar. Now, the first one I'm going to mention actually isn't necessarily on Johnny and Friends' calendar if you go to the website. However, it is on a website that I will give to you. Each month, Johnny and Friends' purpose is to partner with churches in the community, which, by the way, if you hear about this and you're a church that would like to do that, make sure to reach out. But it is a respite night, and it's on a given Friday sometime each month, depending on which church is hosting it. And coming up September 29th is the next one, our friends at New Covenant.
Yeah, over off of Paseo.
They've been doing this a long time. How many respite nights do they do a year?
They do two a year. They do one, actually three. They have, they do one in February for Valentine's, Mother's Day in May, and then September, the end of September.
Okay, so it's a free event, and it's happening Friday, September 29th at 5:30 at New Covenant Church, which, by the way, is, let's see, I'm going to say, is it between
Louisiana and Wyoming?
On Paseo, but really, you want to, is it Holly?
Holly.
Yeah, you want to take Holly.
Right next door to Lex.
Right, that's right. And real close to the Goodwill up there, yes, on Paseo. But at 5:30, and yeah, basically what happens, and correct me if I'm wrong, Marcy, the volunteers from the church from this month at New Covenant Church, they actually take over the care of the person affected by a disability, which frees up the family members, mm-hmm, and or the caretaker, the caregivers, to really pursue other things for that night. Maybe they've got honeydews that got to get done, or they want to go out on a date, or and one of the things I really like about this too is where siblings come in. You've told me in the past, you know, the rest of the family, including the siblings, can go out and do something, or, mm-hmm, the siblings are welcome to hang out for the respite night.
Yes.
Which is a ton of fun.
It is. It is. We have a buddy for each of the kids and or young adults. Adults are welcome with disabilities. And we have a buddy for each one of them. We have crafts. We have games. We have video games. We have music. We provide dinner for them as well. And we just have a great time in order to give mom and dad a real break.
If you want to find out more about the I Am Respite Night at New Covenant Church, their website is nccabq.org to find out about that respite night. But listen, if your church wants to put one on, email newmexico@johnnyandfriends.org. Or call 505-835-5263 and get your own respite night going.
Yeah, we help train and get everybody comfortable. We give them an opportunity to come to another respite. So we're more than welcome to help you get one started.
Let's get that calendar full.
Yeah.
Right? All right. And go, you know, tune into KLYT. We'll be announcing respite nights as best we can as we're aware of the content. So make sure to attend or support or get your own respite night going at, with your community. All right. Another event coming up. We talked about this last time. The Barn Dance.
Yes.
That is happening at the Alfredo Garcia Community Barn. That's a big barn.
It is. It's really cool. It's a lot of fun. And we're even going to use the back patio area for the dance. And we're going to have booths set up and fun activities and games and
food. Yeah, if weather keeps up like this, it'll be a great evening. Yes. And actually, it starts at 3 p.m. that Saturday afternoon. At the Alfredo Garcia Community Barn. If you're trying to picture that, it's in Los Ranchos, right next to Harnett Park, north of Chavez Road on Rio Grande Boulevard. So the whole family comes out for that one.
Yep.
It is now open to the community. Well, if you're family with someone in your family with disabilities, come out for this event.
Even if you don't have a family with disabilities, gives you an opportunity to learn more about Johnny and Friends and what we do and how we do it.
And how you can support.
Get to meet some of our families.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Meet some of the families that make up the Johnny and Friends.
It's Johnny and Friends.
One big family.
All friends.
It really is. Yeah. But all kinds of game booths and music and food. What's your favorite game booth?
Oh, we have a few of them. Grace puts on a really cool pumpkin painting that they do. So you can paint a little pumpkin, and we have all kinds of fun stuff. And we're going to have a horse out there, a beautiful, beautiful horse from Loving Thunder Therapeutic out in Corrales. They're going to bring Poetry, who's a beautiful horse. And we're going to have a variety of stuff.
Now, the website at johnnyandfriends.org/new-Mexico does have that event posted. So you can go there and find out more about the Fall Fiesta Barn Dance with Johnny and Friends New Mexico, Saturday, October 14th, 3 p.m. at the Alfredo Garcia Community Barn. Okay. One more thing we're going to let you know about. We're going to go into more detail about this event next month.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to kind of, you know, save the month.
Right.
Just realize that Johnny and Friends New Mexico is preparing their next marriage getaway. And that's going to be happening in November. Do we know where yet?
It's at the Sheraton Hotel in Uptown.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. This is for couples impacted by disability, whether one of the
spouses or children.
Parents. Yep. If you're parents of disabled or caregiver,
mm-hmm.
Maybe extended family, it will be an event that you will need to register for. And there is a cost, a nominal cost, mm-hmm. That's happening in November. But that sounds like quite a weekend, really. It's kind of a staycation.
It is.
Kind of a thing. On Friday night, dinner and a date.
Yes.
Is that actually at the hotel?
Well, they'll have dinner at the hotel, and then they can go and have a date night. We have a lot of different things happening around Uptown where they can go and spend time together and just have a nice time together. And then the next day we'll be conference and breakouts and all kinds of fun things.
Now, that's more Saturday with the speakers and breakout sessions.
And they can stay the night at the hotel.
Hey, Matt and Christy Sellers from Paragon Church are going to be speaking at that event.
Yes.
Always glad to see the body of Christ working together to get this stuff done. There's the Johnny and Friends family, and then there's, you know, the church family here in Albuquerque that comes alongside that ministry. And if your ministry wants to come alongside, here's that contact information one more time. You can email newmexico@johnnyandfriends.org. Or call 505-835-5263. And Marcy, thanks for coming in. We've got it on the calendar. We're going to do this again next month.
Yes, sir.
And we'll have a little more, maybe a little more detail, but there's already a lot of details about the the marriage getaway. Folks can prepare for that staycation here in Albuquerque. And for those listening in Las Cruces, you can plan to come up. If you're in Clovis or Portales, hope to see you there.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, Marcy, thanks so much and stay with us. There's more to come after the break on ABQ Connect.